Welcome to the Badass Soul Seeking Warrior Podcast. I'm your host, Annie Fonte. For the next 30 days, please join me daily in meaningful discussions regarding truth. Each month, I choose a theme that will provide insights and thoughts on a topic important in our daily lives. So for the month of November, we will be talking each day about truth. Hello, my friends. It is Monday, November 7th. We are starting the second week of November, focusing on our theme of truth. Now, over the weekend, I had a couple situations come to my attention regarding relationships. Folks are in relationships that they don't want to be in. And so I thought about that a bit, and I wrote about this in my book. So I wanted to share with you what I wrote and my thoughts about being in relationships with significant others, partners, spouses, whatever your situation is. And it goes like this. I implore you to have enough self-respect to not enter into or stay in a romantic relationship that is not wholesome and healthy. The most sensible and straightforward approach to having a thriving connection with a spouse or life partner is to have one with yourself first. Consent to a journey into the vast spaces of your becoming. If you desire to be loved extravagantly by another, you must first love yourself to the same degree. Here's where I went wrong. I was accustomed to not feeling worthy enough to be loved elaborately. It is what I knew. Unfortunately, I failed to make this distinction until my dad died. I knew something was amiss, but I was incapable of pinpointing what the source of my torment was. George's death was a threshold moment for me. I could remain myself, destitute of genuineness, or I could let the real me, who was demanding emergence out of the cage that I had recklessly locked it into years earlier. As you know, hindsight is 20/20. All of this friendship fiasco would have been averted if I had done some work on myself first. Like what, you might ask? Well, here's my short list. First, understanding and committing to self-love. I now know, and hopefully you do too, that it is impossible to have a nourishing relationship with anyone until you first have one with yourself. Without healthy regard for our well-being, we can easily fall prey to self-imposed dysfunctions or the bad behaviors of others. It can take years to master self-love. You may have to unpack piles of limiting ideas that were likely formulated as a result of how you were raised and from past experiences. You have to be willing to confront any darkness within you and transform it into self-respect. Loving yourself is serious business. It is an ever-evolving process, and it is solely your responsibility. Remember, no one else is ever the cause of your problems. Number two, a broad inquiry into my beliefs. This would have teased out my thoughts of deeming myself undeserving of deep and abiding love. Ugh, if I would have taken the time to dive into my feeling of unworthiness when they first started to appear, I could have saved myself from truckloads of heartache. The trouble is, I was pretty damn young when I began to consider that all that I was and all that I did was not good enough. I didn't have access to the wisdom to know better. And when I came of an age where I might discern that my thinking was bullshit, I had inadvertently allowed my thoughts of being unfit to be loved an influential role in my life. This is a deep hole to crawl out of. So, I encourage you not to go there in the first place. Now I know that how George, my father, and Jean, the fellow I was in a relationship with, treated me had nothing to do with me and everything to do with them. They were afraid. They lacked self-esteem. They were insecure, and they didn't know of or weren't willing to face their demons. I also know that each of us is on our own journey. I can give them the space to be who they are, but I sure as hell do not have to share the space with them. Number three, and we talked about this the other day, is your top three values. So my number three advice, as I write in my book, is clear identification and declaration of my values. What are your top three values? This is a question I have asked hundreds of times to potential candidates interested in being part of the team in my companies. Without exaggeration, 99% of the people who have sat less than 10 feet from me when I inquire about their values are stumped. It is as if I am speaking a foreign language, one that they do not understand. Their answers vary. Some say, I have no idea. Others say, wow, I've never been asked that before. Then there are those who start pontificating because the silence in the room gets too uncomfortable for them to stomach. Irrespective of their answer, I guarantee that they leave the interview and ponder this simple yet rarely contemplated query. I like to think that their lives changed a little for the better because of our time together. For me, values are what is most important to me in my life. Had I spent the time to name the primary things that are most important to me in life, I might have entered into my relationship with Jean, but I would not have remained there very long. I was one of those people who had no idea what my values were because I'd never asked myself the question. Today, I most certainly know what my answer to the question is. My values serve as an astute board of advisors who hold my feet to the fire when it comes to making choices and decisions. Do yourself a favor. Ask and answer the question. Stick with it until you know for sure what is most important to you in your life and why. There's a lot that we can do to ready ourselves to be in a relationship. Essential to a wholesome connection is being a whole person. The movies like to use one-liners like, you complete me, or I want to be the reason behind your smile, because surely you are the reason behind mine, or you make me the happiest person in the world, all of which brings to life one's deepest emotions or affections. Scripts like this make for good ticket sales and put hope in the hearts of many who are desperately seeking fulfillment from someone outside of themselves. But everlasting love is not reliant on someone else, nor ought it be. Complete yourself. Be the reason behind your smile. Allow yourself to be the happiest person in the world. It is when you have accomplished these things that you are ready to consider teaming up with another. So those are some of my thoughts about relationships, and those are some of the things that I pass along to people when they ask for my observation and advice. And I wanted to share that with you because all of that comes from a place of truth for me. So as we venture on our journey together through the rest of the month, if you're in a relationship that you are having uncertainty about, think about what I just shared with you and allow yourself the freedom to be the appreciated and deserving person that you are. And as always, have a kick-ass rest of the day. Keep your ass in the saddle. Take good care of yourself, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.